It's May Day bank holiday, and the weather's been pretty lousy today. So I've spent much of this afternoon sitting in our conservatory, looking out into the garden, watching the birds. We've got quite a small suburban back garden, I suppose, for want of a better term. But we do try and encourage the birds into the garden. And at the moment, the cover for them is quite good, because a lot of the plants are in bloom or in flower, and there's a lot more leaves on the trees than there are normally. And it's quite interesting just watching the numbers we get through. We've got quite a tall, it's not a silver birch tree, it's a paper bark birch, but it looks like a silver birch in the middle of the back garden. And a lot of the local birds use it as a kind of waymark, I think. They kind of fly into it and then fly out again. Particularly blue tits and great tits. They seem to use it as a marker post, either from wherever they're coming from to wherever they're going to. But I've been watching the house sparrows this afternoon, and they're quite comical, really. They've been in and around the pond that's just outside our conservatory window, and there's a Japanese Acer on the edge of the pond, quite a small tree. In fact, you couldn't really call it a tree, it's more of a bush, but it is actually a tree species. And it's only about 18 inches high, and they've been kind of clambering around it like it was the biggest oak tree in the world. They've been looking, I presume, for insects in it, and also picking some of the buds off of it that haven't burst into leaf. We've also got we put a plank of wood across one end of the pond to basically give some shade to that particular corner. We used to have a big elephant grass in the pond, but over the years it's died, and that used to provide quite a bit of shade, and we thought we ought to probably replace that for the frogs and also the fish. It was never really meant to be a permanent structure, but the sparrows have been using it as a kind of footbridge to get from one side of the pond to the other. Don't quite know why. They can easily just fly across. But instead they kind of hop across on the bridge, or plank. I'm calling it a bridge now, but it's a plank of wood. Also been watching the collared doves. They're quite interesting, quite shy, and they spend quite a lot of time on the ground in the garden. I think picking up bits of seed that the other birds have spilt from the bird feeders onto the floor, and they just mind their own business, wander around picking up the little bits of seed. I've also been noticing quite a lot of gulls today, I presume because the weather's not been too great and they've drifted away from the coast. We're not too far from the coast, so it's not too far for them to come to be sort of above the garden. They don't actually come in, they don't ever seem to stop, but you see, three, four, five together wheeling across the sky overhead, and they've been quite interesting to watch. They just kind of ride the wind and the thermals and pass on overhead. And so that's it, really. I just thought I'd post this quick boo to talk about the birds I've been watching today. It's sort of getting on. It must be about 5 o'clock, I guess. Dinner's on. Soon it'll be Tuesday morning and back to work. Hope wherever you are, you've had a good bank holiday weekend. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.